optical singly ionized ion emission in radio quiet and relativistically jetted active galactic nuclei, by Paola Marziani et al. The issue of the difference between optical and UV properties of radio quiet and radio loud relativistically jetted active galactic nuclei AGN is a long-standing one, related to the fundamental question of why a minority of powerful AGN possess strong radio emission due to relativistic ejections. This paper examines a particular aspect, the singly ionized ion emission in the spectral range 4400-5600A, where the prominent high H beta and OIII 4959-5007 lines are also observed. We present a detailed comparison of the relative intensity of Fe2 multiplets in the spectral types of the quasar main sequence where most jetted sources are found, and afterwards discuss radio loud narrow line SAFET1 NLC1 nuclei with gamma ray detection and with prominent Fe2 emission. And Fe2 template based on IZW1 provides an accurate representation of the optical Fe2 emission for RQ and, with some caveats, also for RL sources. Cloudy photoionization simulations indicate that the observed spectral energy distribution can account for the modest Fe2 emission observed in composite radio loud spectra. However, spectral energy differences alone cannot account for the stronger Fe2 emission observed in radio quiet sources, for similar physical parameters. As for RL-NLC1s, they do not seem to behave like other RL sources, likely because of their different physical properties that could be ultimately associated with a higher Eddington ratio. This was optical singly ionized ion emission in radio quiet and relativistically jetted active galactic nuclei, by Paola Marziani et al.